The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend.
Good day. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. If you die as an unbeliever, your spirit will live for a very long time as a disembodied ancestor spirit or demon. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist? If you die as a believer without any form of relationship with the Creator, you'll end up in the outer darkness, a cold, black, terrible place with weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Your teeth, the trash heap of heaven. Father said concerning such believers, why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great prestige and authority if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted in this life. In stark contrast, if you make a real effort to seek relationship with the Almighty, the rewards in the life to come are huge. A glorious resurrected body, great prestige, great authority, and a permanent close relationship with the Creator and with Yahushua, who you may mistakenly know as Jesus. To put this all in context, the Almighty has said, I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seek such a relationship with me. Today we're going to look at, will you initiate a revival with me? The overview. Father says that in 100 years from now, if current trends continue, there will be close to zero true believers left. Within 200 years, the reign of the satanic and demonic on earth will have reached fever pitch, and the degradation that is currently becoming more and more pronounced will be going full steam ahead to totally block any possibility of Yeshua returning. I will refer to a wide range of my writings to challenge and stimulate you to choose to seek a path of making a great difference on the earth in service of Father towards a very high throne in heaven for eternity. Finally, we will look at the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator. By way of introduction, who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering and I'm a retired military commander. I now work as a management consultant. I have over 30 years' experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty following a dramatic encounter with him on the 12th of March 1993 when he spoke to me audibly in a locked room and I knew for certain that he was real. I was confirmed in the Anglican Church at the age of about 13 and served as an altar boy for a number of years from the age of 19. Eventually, married to an unbeliever, I became disenchanted with the hypocrisy in the church and backslid to a point where I was not even sure the Almighty existed. In this backslidden state, I embarked on an adulterous affair, which when it ended, left me desperate and suicidal. It was then that the Almighty spoke to me and I realized that my intellect had gotten me into a right mess and I chose to serve him faithfully for the rest of my life. In doing this, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering and military training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator that forms the basis for what I teach in these programs. What is End Time Mission Ministries? It's the organizational vehicle for delivering my message through email articles, websites, this radio program, physical books, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, SlideShare, and Twitter. What is this program? The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. It represents the essence of my message. See the website www.endtimeissueministries.org for more information. That's endtimeissueministries1word.org. See also www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show in the top menu and podcasts on the drop-down for previous broadcasts, or search on Google for, quote, Relationship with Creator Radio, unquote. There are at least four podcast websites with back issues. So today we're going to look at the article 2021-0404, Will You Initiate a Revival with Me? As I said a moment ago, Father says that in 100 years from now, if current trends continue, there will be close to zero true believers left. Within 200 years, the reign of the satanic and demonic on earth will have reached fever pitch, and the degradation that is currently becoming more and more pronounced will be going full steam ahead to totally block any possibility of Yeshua returning. In fact, as we stand today, there are only a few people who could today, with minor housekeeping, call for Yeshua to return with any prospect of success. So my question to you today is, what will you do about it? Folks, there's a huge misapprehension that being good equates to being in right standing with the Almighty Creator. This is not true, folks. Father didn't create us to be good. Father created us to have a deep personal relationship with Him. And then as a consequence of that relationship, we would be good. It's possible to be good without a relationship, and that is absolutely meaningless as far as Father is concerned. If you want to change things on the earth, the only way you will change things is to have a relationship with Father and to do what He guides you to do. Otherwise, this whole earth is going to be a bigger mess than it is today. The brutal truth is that the only thing that can prevent the above scenario playing out is a powerful and dramatic revival, initially in one location with one person, but then spreading around the earth and enduring for the remainder of the millennium, so that Yeshua can return in victory with His enemies as His footstool, in about May 3003, so 980 years from now, roughly. A massive global revival will transform society on earth today and reverse the currently accelerating degradation. If you are concerned about what's going on in the world today, all the things about abortion and so on, there's any number of things to be concerned about. If those things concern you, no amount of legislation, no amount of shouting, no amount of litigation is going to change things. My suggestion for your consideration is that if you're aware of the degradation and you are concerned about it, then consider the possibility that Father Yah wants you to do something about it. Folks, this is really, really important. There are not that many people who can really see how dire the situation is on earth today. The number of true believers is sliding downwards day by day as the older generation die off and the younger generation do not have relationships with Father. As I said a minute ago, give it 100 years and there'll be hardly any true believers left unless something dramatic happens. So how would you go about doing this? First of all, make a quality decision that you are going to seek to initiate a major revival. Secondly, watch the videos on revival on the important videos to watch webpage. and identify one or more powerful ministers who inspire you. You could look at the Bible with the same objective. If you're not that worried about what's happening on earth today, if you don't really have ambition for a high throne for eternity, if you kind of roughly content with the life that you're living, then this message is not for you. This message is for people who are really troubled by what's happening, people who want to have a deep relationship with Father. So what I'm suggesting is watch the videos. There's a whole bunch of videos about different anointed servants over the last few hundred years. And if you've read the Bible a few times, you would know the examples, Eliyahu, Elijah, Jeremiah, Moshe, Moses, Noah, Abraham, David, Solomon, Yeshua, Shaul, Paul, etc., Peter, the Rock. Pick one of them that inspires you. Once you've identified one or more highly anointed servants that inspire you, you could pray, Father, I desire to initiate a major revival. I'm inspired by the example of and name the person. I desire to know you as they knew you and to go beyond this. Help me to pray what I need to pray and do what I need to do to become a powerful anointed servant. You don't have to pick somebody as a role model. You could pray, Father, I desire to initiate a major revival. I ask you to anoint me and lead me and guide me to initiate that revival or to play a major role in that revival. I ask you to help me to pray. I ask you to show me what I need to pray and what I need to do to become a powerful anointed servant. The exact words are not cast in stone. It's the principle. It's about saying, Father, I want to do something about this. Not the person to the left or right of me or in front or behind me or above or below me. Me. I want to do something. Abba Yah, Daddy Yah. Help me to change things. Then read the article, Critical Actions on First Belief. And put anything there that you've not yet done into practice. There's various immersions and fasts, etc., that are recommended there as a starting point. Maybe you've already done that. If so, just move on to the next point. I'm going to give you a list of about, I forget how many, I think it's 30-something points in the next few minutes that you can do to become a powerful anointed servant and make a real difference in the earth. Number 5, read the article, 7 Components of Drawing Close, and put as much of this into practice as practical. And I want to qualify that. I say as into practice as practical. Practical in the sense of what we're talking about is essentially impractical. Practical is about going above and beyond anything that you've ever imagined yourself doing in the past and just going all out to serve Father effectively. Then spend time daily worshiping, at least an hour a day out loud or as much time as you can manage. Listen to worship songs. See the collection of recommended songs at 7 of Components of Drawing Close. And at the recommended worship page. Play them in your house constantly. Listen to them with earbuds on your phone when traveling or at work or anywhere else where it's necessary to be discreet. Worship constantly. I said there as much time as you can manage, and the same point applies, folks. It's not as much time as you can manage. It's as much time as it takes you to get where you want to get. And realistically, that's at least 2 hours a day of out loud worship. It's locking yourself away in your room and saying, Father, I adore you, I worship you. There are about 40 songs on the website. There are two or three different pages with worship songs. Download those. There's a lot of rubbish out there. Don't listen to that. Listen to what I've said, put up there. It's reasonably sanitized. There's still a few errors of things there, which you'll pick up from the seven components document that I've just referred you to. Then seven, spend time on your knees speaking to Father Yah, at least an hour a day or as much time as you can manage. Talk to him constantly throughout the day. I'm going to make the same comment, folks, about as much as you can manage. You actually need to spend 2 hours a day on your knees with Father every day. Hour in the morning, hour in the evening. Same hour in the morning worshiping. Hour. Going to say to me, hi, I've got a job to do. Sure. If you get really close to Father and really filled with His Spirit, He will anoint you that you only need 3 or 4 hours sleep a night, that you have the energy and the impetus and the desire to worship Him. The closer you get to Him, the closer you'll get to Him, the closer you'll want to get to Him. Then read the article, Yah, 7,000 times in the Bible, why not used? And get a solid fix on the reality of Father's name. Father is not the Lord, capital letters. He is not God. He's not Elohim. He's not Hashem. He's not G_D. He's none of the nonsense names that most believers use. His true name is Yah, Y-A-H. There is no translation. There is no valid alternative. He has said, if you love me, call me by my true name. Yahweh and Yahweh sum up Yah, the eternally self-existing, which is the common reference to the Almighty in the Bible, in the Old Testament. So you can validly refer to Him as Yah. You can refer to Him as Yah, the eternally self-existing. If you must, you can refer to Him as Yahweh or Yahweh. And you can refer to Him as the Almighty, the Creator, the Maker of the heavens and the earth. Then nine, read the article, Yah did not cease speaking 2,000 years ago. And get a solid fix on the reality that Father Yah desires to speak to you and that you can hear Him. Start speaking to hear Him. Start seeking to hear. Folks, it is utter nonsense that Muhammad or Yeshua or Ellen White or whoever was the last prophet. It's hogwash. Father created us to be His friends. He created us to have conversation with Him. He wants to talk to you as clearly and as openly as you can hear me now. Then 10, read the article, Satan to the Pit, 2003, and get a solid fix that Yeshua is not going to return until the end of the current millennium, which is approximately May 3003, which is roughly 980 years from today, September 2023. And He will only return if we've made His enemies His footstool and preached the truth to all the world. This is not about Christianity or Judaism or Islam or any other man-made religion. It is deep personal relationship with the Creator of the heavens and earth, whose true name is Yah, the eternally self-existing. Understand the mess that the world is in. Understand why it's in such a mess and understand what is necessary to turn it around and then start doing everything you can to turn it around. And first of all, that's worship and prayer and building relationship. Then point number 11, read the article, Important Facts, the web page, Important Facts, and adopt those core truths. And 12, why are we here, and take that on board. So there are certain key principles that are absolutely fundamental to the existence of human beings. Why are we here? We're here to be friends of the Almighty. We're here to do His bidding. We're here to serve Him. We're here to live with Him, abide with Him, invent with Him, dialogue with Him. Satan corrupted it all. It's a mess. Why are we here? We're here to be friends. We're here to take authority over the satanic and demonic realm. We're here to make a difference. If you're not doing that, I'm sorry to tell you, you're going to get a really nasty shock when you die. What is it you are doing day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, decade by decade in your life to make a real difference on the earth today? My information is that for virtually every human being on the planet today, the answer to that is no, actually nothing, not a zip. We go to church for an hour once a week, and maybe we read a little bit in the Bible, and maybe we go to a Bible study once a week, and maybe we pray when we think of it. Folks, that's not enough. Father wants a deep relationship with you. He wants you tearing down principalities, powers, thrones, and dominions, etc. He wants you to know the truth and to preach the truth. In 13, read the webpage, How to Become an Anointed One. This is vitally important. You need this in order to initiate a revival. And then also 14, the challenge for you to seek a power anointing and put this into practice. You need to get filled with the Spirit of Yah at a dramatic level. Yeshua lived a life without sin. He was immersed by Yehuchan and John the Baptist, John the Immerser. The Spirit of Yah came upon him. He went into the wilderness and fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and he was filled with the Spirit, he was filled with the power anointing, and he came out of the wilderness in power and authority. The only thing stopping you from walking in the same level of power and authority as Yeshua had is you. You need to worship. You need to pray. You need to get free of sin. You need to fast. You need to get immersed. You need to go on, if you're really serious, you need to go on a 40-day water-only fast, even if you end up the last 2 weeks in bed. You need to make a decision to make a difference. And until you make that decision and do something to enact it and walk it through consistently and for the rest of your life, you're going to get to the end of your life and find out that Father Yah is going to say, you know what, you're pretty irrelevant. I don't have much for you in heaven. So if you want to make a difference, if you want to spend eternity on a high throne in heaven, if this world's rewards are not enough for you and you want Father's rewards, it's time to change. In 15, read the article, The Demographics of the Kingdom, and get a fix of the opportunities available to you. Decide to seek to at least become an overcomer and preferably a friend of the Creator, and to help make others help many others to become friends. Read the article, The Mountain of Relationship, and take account of this in your conduct. My logo is a sort of Z shape on its side, the End Time Issue Ministries logo. The cover of the books is a jagged mountain. What I'm saying to you with that metaphor is if you want to get close to Father, you have to climb that jagged mountain. You have to worship. You have to pray. You have to fast. You don't have to do any of those things. You can live however you want to and die and get before the throne, and he's going to say to you, you know what, friend, you were pretty irrelevant. Go to the back of the class or the back of heaven, whatever. This is real stuff, folks. You can choose to be relevant or irrelevant. Incidentally, the image that I referred to is also displayed at the beginning of the videos, the cover of the book, cover of the broadcast. You can climb up that mountain. The seat on the right and the left of Yeshua is still available to you today if you choose to go for it. I'm going for it. Hopefully I'll get there before you do. But until I breathe my last, that's not guaranteed. I challenge you to go for it. 17, read the article, The Different Views of the Mountain, and get a fix on the reality that different faiths all have a place in heaven for those who truly have a deep personal relationship with Father Yah. Folks, it's time to stop thinking that because you're Christian or Jewish or Muslim or Baha'i or Yogi or Buddhist or whatever, or Methodist or Baptist or whatever, that you have all truth and everybody else is messed up and don't know what they're talking about. Every single group of people of any sort of religion have at some level some important truths about the matters of the Almighty. The true picture is a vast jigsaw made up of all the pieces that are valid of all the religions and discarding all the junk. And the fact of the matter is that every single religion today has more junk than it has truth. So if you are a whatever and you are proud of the fact that you're a whatever and not a whatever, wake up, smell the roses. It's not true. Your religion has just as much error as the people you criticize and despise. Then 18, read the article, Why Revivals Die Out, and resolve not to make those mistakes. Revivals die out when the anointed ones leading them do not hand the baton to others, when they try and do it in their own strength rather than in the power of the anointing, when they get into sin, when they get into error. And everybody's full of error these days, just about a few got beyond that, but the majority are. Then 19, read the article, What is Required to Live Above Sin, and put this into practice. This is absolutely vital. It's also a core element of your message. Folks, fundamentally, Yeshua said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. My life is the example. Live a life above sin. Live a life of prayer. Live a life of fasting. Live a life of obedience to Father Yah. That is what it is mean. What it means to say that Yeshua is the way, the truth, and the life. The light. Here's the example. He's the forerunner of what you and I have to do if we're going to be relevant and make a difference. Then read the article, Confident of Destination When Die, which is a core element of your message. It's a core element of my message. I spoke a minute ago about qualifying for a high throne. You've got the choice. You can end up as a Satan servant, end up as a demon, end up in the outer darkness, end up in the place of the foolish virgins, end up in the place of the adulterous wives, end up as a wise steward, end up as a good and faithful servant, end up as an overcomer, end up as a friend, end up as a general. Today, I'm challenging you to choose to seek to become a general. Then 21, read the article, The Miracle of Yeshua, Jesus' Death, and get a fix on the authority of Yeshua and how you can walk in it. Yeshua was not Yah in the flesh. It was the spirit of Yah on the flesh of Yeshua that enabled Yeshua to heal the sick, raise the dead, walk on water, etc. That same spirit of Yah and that same authority is for there for you if you choose to follow Yeshua's example. You can walk. Yeshua said, because I go to the Father, you may do greater works than I did. I have yet to hear of a human being who has done greater works than Yeshua. I've heard of a few who've come close to doing the same works that he did, but not greater works. It's available to you today to set your course on a route to do greater works than Yeshua. See how he accomplished what he accomplished. See how he became high priest. See how he became the offering for sin. There's no magic. There's no mystique. They're all straightforward legal constructs in the battle between Yah and Satan. Then 22, read the article, The Essence, the Rules of Engagement in the Contest, and conduct your, adjust your conduct accordingly. Folks, at the end of the day, right at the beginning, just before human beings were created, the Hillel, who became Satan, rebelled, cast out to earth, challenged Yah to a contest, and said, if you give me 7,000 years on earth, I will make sure there's not a single person who believes in you and is in right standing with you. And so far, Satan is close to winning that contest. What I'm talking about is turning that around. 23, read whichever of the essence of my message to Christians, Jews, Muslims, other religions do not believe applies to you, and take these teachings on board. See the top of the main menu on the website. Folks, I took the same basic content and then adapted it for Christians. I did a separate version for Jews, a separate edition for Muslims, separate version for other religions, and separate version for those that do not believe. Read it all, take it on board, take the necessary changes of attitude, the necessary decisions, the necessary changes of belief. It's a big topic, no matter what your religion is. And then embrace, read the other ones as well, the other religions, and embrace everything that applies to every religion that's truth, and discard everything that's lies. So if you're a Muslim, you may need to do some serious thinking about the way you treat women, if you're a man. Then 24, read the article, Our World Today, History. It's more than an article, it's an ebook. And adjust your understanding accordingly. It goes into how Hillel fell and became Satan. It goes into the contest. It goes into key things that have happened, like the flood and Noah and the three sons of Noah that form the Caucasian European group. The sons of, that's the sons of Shem, the sons of Japheth form the Far East Asian peoples, and the sons of Ham who form the African people. And there's a whole lot there that you need to know so that you know how to understand what's going on in the world today. Then 25, read the article Essential Inhibitors of Belief and put those errors behind you. There are a whole range of wrong beliefs that keep people like you and me from really serving Father. Read that article, get to grips with it. And then 26, read the article, The Essence of Coming to Belief. That's partly for you, and it's partly for the people that you minister to. Belief ultimately is a deep, settled realization that all of this earth, the plants, the animals, the human beings, the solar system, the sun, the moon, the stars, the galaxies, the Milky Way, the universe, has to have been created by a highly capable, highly intelligent engineer creator. And that the only reason you exist is to have a relationship with him. Once that light has gone on and you've made that decision and said, you know what, I don't believe in Mother Nature. I don't believe in unstructured evolutionary development. I believe that there was a that there is a creative agency who put this all together, and I believe that the reason that he did that is because he wants a relationship with me, and I choose to have a relationship with him. At that point, you become a believer. Prior to that, you're playing games. Then 27, read and take note of the critical questions for belief. What is it that you actually believe? Put aside all the church mumbo jumbo and the mosque mumbo jumbo and the synagogue mumbo jumbo and the temple mumbo jumbo and the this book and the that book and the whatever book. Fundamentally, get in touch with what is it you believe? What is it you're expected to believe? Cut away all the nonsense. And then 28, read The Creator Desires Friends and resolve to become a friend. I've said this several times now this evening. The Almighty Creator created us. He created the universe. He created the solar system. He created planet Earth. He created the plants. He created the animals. And he created human beings for one reason only. He desired friends, intelligent, sentient beings who were able to discuss with him, debate with him, explore with him, invent with him, do things together with him. And almost nobody on the planet does that. People bumble along in this mistaken dream, nightmare, that somehow by going to church or synagogue or mosque once or twice a week and praying a little bit here and there and reading a book, whether it's the Bible, the Torah, the Quran, whatever, it's not sufficient, folks. You need to get to a place where you can hear him clearly and you speak to him clearly. Then 29, read Good Insufficient. Relationship is what counts and applies this. And I've said this repeatedly in the last half hour. Then watch the videos on the child pages of Proof of Global Flood, or there's a full, complete video on the global flood now on YouTube. Just search for Proof of Global Flood, the full video on YouTube. And realize that the present planet topography has been massively scrambled. 4,500 years ago. The stuff about tens of thousands of years ago or millions of years ago or even billions of years ago is just codswallop, folks. The whole earth was mashed up 4,500 years ago. Noah and his wife and his three sons and their wives were the sole human beings who survived. And in that process, the entire surface of the planet was totally mashed up. Anything that says to you about more than 4,500 years, other than the basic story of creation 6,000 years ago, is codswallop. Then 31, read the article, Evolutionary Creation is Reality, to understand how to answer people who argue for evolution without you. There's a huge piece, folks. Father created all of this in an evolutionary manner. He did experiments. And some things he discarded in the lake of fire and brimstone. And some things he just pushed to one side and left where they were in the universe. This is not the first planet that he tried to create human beings on. This is the experiment that worked to a point until Satan came on the scene and then messed the whole thing up. So then 32, spend at least an hour a day or as much time as you can manage reading anointed writings, started with those listed above. It'll take you 6 to 12 months to get through everything that I've just enumerated in the last half hour. There's much more on the website, www.endtimeissueministries.org. Also see other books, etc., listed at on the important information page. There are thousands of books and videos inspired at different levels around the world. Ask Father to lead you to what he wants you to read and view and listen to. Same with videos. There's a mass of YouTube. There's a lot of rubbish, but there's some good stuff. You just got to find it, and you've got to pick and choose. You may have something that big, and the truth is only 5% or 10% of that. Let Father lead you. Do whatever else you find to do. Know that you can do this while holding down a full-time job until such time as you're able to go full-time into ministry. I've been doing this for over 30 years, holding down a job as a management consultant alongside a couple of years I've taken sabbaticals, but overall I've continued to work. It's important that you do not become dependent on others, because that will corrupt your independence to do what Yah tells you to be. It's no surprise that a significant number of the truly anointed servants described in the Bible lived fairly modest lifestyles. Stop worrying about this life. Focus on the life to come. It's vital to understand that Yah will chart a unique course for you and with you. Do not attempt to emulate any other man or woman. By all means, be inspired by another at the start of your journey and in what you pray initially. But then turn to Father Yah to help you craft your unique style and journey. Note that if you go all out on all the above, you will progress rapidly. If you do the above with less commitment and energy, it will take longer, and if you really cut corners, you may never get there. I'm here to help you. I've been down this road for the last 30 plus years, but as a consequence of various mistakes and attacks, I've lost the anointing that would enable me to take the lead with this. Once an anointing has been lost, it can never be restored. So I must be content to write and encourage you to go all out to serve Father. I can counsel you. I can coach you. I can mentor you. I can guide you. Just call on me. I want to help you. If you decide to go for it, to initiate a global revival, please email me and I will help you on your journey. It would be a great blessing to hear from you. My whole reason for continuing to live is to help people like you who make a quality decision to go all out to serve Father to get there. You can learn from my mistakes. You don't have to lose the anointing the way I lost the anointing. I can warn you. Consult with me. If you're getting into a situation where you discover you're married to an unbeliever, talk to me before you go for divorce. If there's a matter of custody of children, talk to me. Whatever. I can help you. I want to help you. My passion is to help you. So I want to close by asking you, what is the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator right now? I'd like to ask you to critically examine where you are relative to the Almighty Creator. Do you talk to him constantly throughout the day and allow him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of him at all times? Do you worship him at every opportunity? Do you count him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard him call you friend? If not, you're failing in your life purpose, and you will be bitterly disappointed when you die. As I said a few minutes ago, the reason all of this exists is for us to be friends of the Creator. And if you're not his friend, if you have not consciously heard him say to you, "You are my friend," you're going to be disappointed when you die. It's up to you. You can putter along. You can disregard what I said. You can do it at a sort of mediocre level, and maybe you'll make it as a wise steward or a good and faithful servant. Or you can say, you know what, I'm going to go for this hammer and tongs. I want to become a friend. I want to become a general. I want to make a real difference on the earth. I want to lead thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people, millions of people to relationship with the Creator. I want to turn around the abortion and all the other stuff that's going on, but I don't want to do it by court action, etc. I want to do it by people getting so filled with the Spirit of Yah that it just pervades the planet and all of this stuff goes away and we serve Father and we praise Father and we please Father and we have relationship with Father. On the website, a few key pages, the video, Why Seek Relationship, the miracle of Yeshua's death, the Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you, seven components in drawing close to the Creator, recommended worship, the Creator's name is Yah, the eternally self-existing, the essence of my message to Christians, also for Jews, Muslims, other faiths, unbelievers, all available at www.endtimeissueministries.org. That's endtimeissueministries.org. Transcripts of nearly all teachings in this series are available on the website at the bottom on the radio page. Recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are available on the radio page, and they're all available at relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show on the top menu and podcasts in the drop-down, or search on Google for, quote, Relationship with Creator Radio. There are at least four podcast websites with back issues. Books constituting a compilation of most writings published since 1998 until May 2019 are available near the bottom of the menu at the compilation of most writings page. I publish regular email articles. Email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the list or to seek counsel, prayer, or give me feedback. Visit the website and use the Google search article keyword cloud, table of contents, and article search to locate the information you're looking for. We've just upgraded the server. The website is significantly faster than it was. So if you've been put off before by the slow response, it's faster. Yes, there's a lot of content. There are over 1,250 web pages, over 2,500 articles. So you've got to scroll right down to get to the content, the body of the articles, because of the size of the menu. But there's a huge amount there. Please go and look, dig in. There are answers to a lot of questions there. In closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions to james@endtimeissueministries.org. Please email me to join the mailing list at james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know and I can connect with you by Teams, Skype, Zoom, email, or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week when I will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make his enemies his footstool. Folks, I can't stress it enough. It does not matter whether you are rich or poor, whether you're educated or uneducated, whether you're short or tall, thin or fat, black or white, Asian, African, European, Caucasian, whatever. Whatever your race, whatever your tribe, whatever your creed, whatever your nation, whatever your language, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're a Satanist. It doesn't matter whether you're Muslim or Judaism or Christianity or Confucianism or Buddhism or whatever. Father Yah wants you to become his friend. He will meet you wherever you are right now. Work through what I've just presented to you and put it into practice. Pray the prayers. There's a whole series of pages, the essence of my message with regard to prayer. Read that page. Pray those prayers daily. He wants to become your friend. I challenge you. I ask you, decide today to go for it. Thank you so much. Good night. Bye.